we don't have the rules necessarily written because these are people and groups and entities that have not yet received money or haven't received sufficient resources from USDA. So we want to give them an opportunity to participate because they too have been impacted and affected by COVID. I'll give you an example. Dairy donation program. We recognized during the course of COVID how difficult it was for certain commodities to donate to food assistance. The transition from food service to food assistance was difficult. We're creating resources under a dairy donation program to make it a little bit easier to remove that disincentive for donation in the event we have future problems. We learn from this experience so that we're better prepared.